Mr. Rochester, I have just discovered the sun is far declined from its meridian, and Pilot has actually gone home to his dinner. Let me look at your watch.
Fasten it into your girdle, Janet, and keep it henceforward. I have no use for it.
It is nearly 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sir. Don't you feel hungry?
The third day from this must be our wedding day, Jane. Never mind fine clothes and jewels now. All that is not worth a fillip.
The sun has dried up all the raindrops, sir. The breeze is still. It's quite hot.
Do you know, Jane, I have your little pearl necklace at this moment fastened round my bronze scrag under my cravat. I have worn it since the day I lost my only treasure, as a memento of her.
We will go home through the wood. That will be the shadiest way. He pursued his own thoughts without heeding me.
Jane, you think me, I dare say, an irreligious dog, but my heart swells with gratitude to the beneficent God of this earth just now. He sees not as man sees, but far clearer, judges not as man judges, but far more wisely.